Now look, I know that sharing every episode with your email list seems like a natural thing to do every time you drop a new episode to your podcast. But in this episode, I'm going to share why your podcast isn't growing, no matter how many new episode announcement emails you send. And we're going to talk about what to do instead if you want to use your podcast to actually get people excited to subscribe to your email list and to get the people on your email list excited to go and listen to your podcast. Welcome to Insider Secrets to a Top 100 Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Elmer. Let's make your business binge-worthy. So about 6 months ago, we created this new digital podcasting resource called Own Your Voice, and we deliver it to your inbox every single Friday. And at the very bottom of that email, we have like this little feedback link, and it says something like, hey, if this was the best thing you read all day, let us know. And if this was the worst thing you read all day, let us know that too. And we get positive feedback all the time from people saying like, oh my gosh, this is like chef's kiss as far as email newsletters go. Or thank you for giving us such a valuable resource and doing the work to make our jobs easier. And people just rave about how much they love it. But a couple of months ago, that day came, dun, 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 the day we all dread, where we get some not so positive feedback. And look, I know that this particular person intended this feedback as constructive. This was definitely not just like one of those troll comments. This person really did have some positive things to say, particularly about the way that we write these emails and how engaging they are. But their complaint was that they have to go click through the email to listen to an episode to get the full breakdown of whatever I'm sharing in that week's newsletter. Basically, what they were saying was they want it all in the newsletter, so they didn't have to go take another step. And I get it. That's totally valid. We're all busy. Sometimes it's nice to just be able to skim something really quick and get the juice without the squeeze. But later, when I was reviewing this feedback with my team, we actually counted it as a big win. Because as a matter of fact, pointing all things back to the podcast is exactly what we do. And there's a reason why we do it. And this person was picking up on it. And ironically, anyone in our community can learn a lot and get a ton of value simply from watching what I do and why I do it. But to save you the time, I'm going to share why you need to do it this way too, especially if you have a podcast or if you're about to start a podcast. And if you would like that podcast to be a tool in converting listener to leads and email list subscribers. So here's the personal philosophy that me and my team operate by behind the scenes when it comes to marketing. And it's simply this: all things point to the podcast. Because when you have a podcast, especially as a business owner, the podcast should be positioned at the top of your marketing and sales funnel. It is the entry point for people into your world. And the beautiful thing is, when you position it at the top of your funnel, not only does it become the source of content for all other platforms that you're trying to grow right now, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, your email list, and so on. It also helps to bring all of those platforms under one roof, so to speak. Your podcast can become the hub of your marketing. It can become the one place where you create your content that then simply gets distributed on all of these other channels. And those channels are designed strategically then to drive traffic back to the podcast. So this is why all things point to the podcast in all of our marketing. You might see me share something on Instagram and I'll say, hey, here's a tip and something that we're talking about. And if you want to go deeper, well, go listen to this episode. Or if you're subscribed to our Own Your Voice newsletter, then you read that email. And yes, it's written to give you value just from reading. And that's very intentional. And we'll get to that in a second. But ultimately, it's pointing you back to the podcast. Why? Because the podcast is where I want you to go. The podcast is what I want you to be listening to. Because the podcast, and this is really important for you as a business owner, the podcast shortens the sales cycle. The podcast accelerates the time that it normally takes someone to develop know, like, and trust with you. Someone now has to listen to over 7 hours worth of content or consume 7 hours worth of content of yours before they're in a position to make a buying decision, before they trust you enough to want to buy from you. Think about it like this. If TikTok was your number one platform and the average video length there is now 7 seconds, that's over 3,400 7-second TikToks that someone would have to consume of yours before deciding, hey, yeah, maybe I do want to work with this person. Hey, yeah, maybe I do trust this person enough. But on the flip side, when you look at long-form content, that's just reading one book that someone has put their knowledge into. That's listening to a handful of podcast episodes. There is something different that happens when you are listening to my voice right now than when you're watching a quick 7-second video of me on Instagram. You might get a little nugget of knowledge in that 7-second Instagram video, but it is no comparison to the value and the knowledge that you are getting here in listening to me right now, my voice, this podcast, and in coming back every week to learn more and to learn more. Because that's the thing about podcast listeners. As a listener, you develop that relationship with the podcast host. You are inviting that host essentially into the 6 inches between your ears. It is very personal. It is very intimate. It is the most intimate platform that we have, where we can feel like we really know the person. And that leads to trust. Because if we like that person, if we listen to that person, if we're learning from that person, we're getting value from that person, that leads to trust. We begin to trust that person as our guide to help us get the results that we're listening to that podcast to get to begin with. That trust is the prerequisite for a sale. Now imagine if you're the podcast host and your listeners are listening to you every single week and they're developing that relationship with you. Imagine how powerful that is for you and your business. Because when you have a podcast positioned at the top of your funnel, not only are you leveraging your time better and saving time by having one place where you go to share your thought leadership content, your expertise, to be able to be positioned and seen as that in-demand thought leader in your niche, positioning yourself as that expert. Now you're saving yourself time on content creation across all other platforms because you simply have to draw from your podcast content for those platforms and point back to the podcast. But I want to also make you aware that there are two types of traffic when it comes to growing a podcast. The first is driving traffic to the show. And that's what we're talking about on the marketing funnel side of things, where your podcast is at the top of the funnel. All the other platforms that you have a presence on point to the podcast. And the goal of those other platforms is to drive traffic organically to the podcast. But on the flip side of that, the other type of traffic is driving traffic from the podcast into your programs, onto your email list. So a lot of people will come to me and they'll say, Courtney, I want to grow my podcast. I'm getting some results, but not the results that I want to be getting. My podcast is getting 50 downloads an episode, 100 downloads an episode. I want to be getting 1,000 downloads an episode, 10,000 downloads an episode. How do I get there? And I'm like, first, you have to understand there's two types of traffic. Driving traffic to your show, driving traffic from your show. Which one do you want to focus on first? And they get to decide. They get to choose. They get to tell me, okay, I want to focus on conversions. Or no, I want to focus on listener growth. And then that's where we focus. So when we're focusing on driving traffic to the podcast, every piece of content that you put out there from a marketing perspective has a purpose. For me, I know where I ultimately want people to go. I want them to go to the podcast. Now, if you're focused on driving traffic from the podcast, then guess what? Every single episode has a purpose. I know where I'm sending people. I'm sending them to the places that I teach you how to do what I recommend you do here on the show, to my live workshops and to our program, PodLaunch. And it's not a carrot on a stick approach or a jab, 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 right hook approach. It's a transparent journey where at every step, I'm inviting you to go deeper. If you want to go deeper, that's the key. If you like what I'm sharing in my emails and on social media, cool, you're going to really love the podcast. Here's a link. And if you love the podcast, guess what? Oh my gosh, you were really going to love the workshops. Here's a link. And if you love the workshops I teach, well, you're going to love what we help you accomplish inside of PodLaunch. Here's a link. And the best part is that you're in control of this journey. You get to decide how far down the path you want to go. I'm just laying the path out for you. If you only want to read our emails, cool. If you only want to watch my stuff on Instagram, great. If you're a fan of the podcast, but you're not ready yet, or you're not interested in what I teach on the workshop, that's okay. And if you've got tons of value out of the workshop, but you're not ready to work with us, that's okay too. So if your marketing funnel is positioned like mine, where your social media and email is kind of at the very tippity top, and then your podcast is next, anchoring all of that content, and then your podcast is also the driver of traffic to what comes after that, which is your email list, it can open the door for profitable partnerships and ultimately driving that traffic into your programs, then guess what? Different people will be at different places in your funnel or in your marketing ecosystem at different times. And that is ultimately the best case scenario. That's what you want. But wait, Courtney, I thought this episode was about why sharing every episode to your email list is bad advice. So let's get back to that and zoom in at the very top of your funnel. Every piece of content at the top of my funnel, so all social media and my email list, has a purpose. And in most cases, it's to drive people to the podcast. And this is where most hosts are coming from when they share a new episode drop with their email list. And they send out that email and they're like, hey, a new episode just dropped. Here's what you're going to learn. Bullet, 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 bullet. Click here to go listen. But then they're shocked to find that their open rates are going down and their click-through rates are lower than before. And their podcast just isn't growing, no matter how many emails they send or how consistent they are in sending those emails. And the one big reason for this is, first, that sharing an episode to your email list isn't actually going to grow your podcast because your email list is already warm. They already know you. They already like you. They already trust you. They are already part of your warm audience. In order to grow your list, so that first piece of driving traffic to your podcast, we got to get your show in front of new cold audiences, people who don't know you yet, but who need what you have to offer. That's how we grow the podcast audience. So we have to reset expectations around our podcast and around our email list. The good news is you can use your podcast to grow your email list. And there are some very strategic ways you can do that, which we covered back in episode 205. On the flip side, you can use your email list to make sure your weekly listens for the podcast stay steady. It might not equal massive growth for your show. That's the expectation we need to reset because your email list is already warm to you. And in order to grow your podcast, we got to get your show in front of cold audiences and new listeners. And we've got plenty of episodes where we cover ways you can do that. But back to my example with the newsletter. We can make sure that, number one, we're leveraging the podcast to get new subscribers to your list every week. And number two, we are leveraging your email list to get people excited to go listen to your podcast. But there's a very strategic way you have to do it. Because if you were to just write an email blast, it's basically a copy of your show notes saying, hey, here's what you're going to learn in this episode. Go listen to the show. This is what most hosts do. Look, I did this for the first 2 years of my podcast. That might have worked a few years ago. But people are more savvy now. So we don't do it that way anymore. Instead, we lead with value and we point to the podcast. If you take nothing else away from this episode, remember this: lead with value and point to the podcast. You can adopt the same principle. So in every email that you send, you should be giving some sort of takeaway that gives the reader value just from reading. Then invite them to learn more if they want to go deeper. You can point back to the podcast. This is what we aim to do in our emails. I write to shift perspectives, which is valuable in and of itself. I'm not just blasting you with 5 bullet points of what you're going to learn when you listen. What I do when I write now is I take the episode topic and inside the email, I break it down further and I give key takeaways so that you get value just from reading. But I also expand upon it and let you know this is just one small piece of it. There's more to it. If you want to go deeper, guess what? Here's an episode that you can listen to where I do go deeper. And you can do this too. And it's very simple to do. So let's say that in your podcast episode, you share 3 takeaways that week. Then in your email, instead of just copy pasting the show notes and here's a link, go listen, I'm challenging you now to think about it differently. Write that email focusing in on one of those takeaways that you share in your episode. Then invite people to listen if they want to learn the other two. Or maybe it's a step-by-step process you're teaching. And in the email, you can focus on the first step and invite people to listen to learn steps 2, 3, and 4. Or maybe you can explain the topic at a high level with the focus on shifting perspectives and beliefs around that topic, giving the 30,000-foot view in the email, then inviting people to listen if they want the details, if they want to get more granular. And when you do this, you're going to start to notice that people will look forward to your emails. And you'll notice this because you'll see your email open rates go up because people will start finding value in the emails themselves. And guess what? Your click-through rates are going to go up too because people are so smart these days. We are all so bombarded with so many marketing messages that we know when someone is sending us an email and that all we really want them to do is go listen to this podcast. And it's kind of like, do you really even care about me? You're not giving me any value in this email whatsoever. So guess what? Because you disregarded me, I'm going to disregard you. And this is a completely unconscious thing, but it's kind of like when someone DMs you on Instagram and they're like, hey, love your profile, love the content you're creating, but would you like more followers? Would you like more video views? Our team over at such and such company can help you get, and it's like immediately delete, right? It's like you didn't show enough interest in me for me to even want to show any interest in you. And this is the same thing that happens when we just send a blanket email out blasting people with, hey, new podcast episode this week. So my challenge to you is to take it deeper. My challenge to you is to spend a little bit more time on it. And you will reap the rewards because you will have already done an expert job at delivering whatever content it is you deliver in your episode. Then all you have to do is pull out a piece of that and then deliver excellent value in that email that you're sharing with people and invite people to go learn more, letting them know that this is just one facet of many facets that we're going to cover in this episode together. Here's the link. And in writing this way, you'll have done an expert job at creating demand and desire for your podcast episode. So guess what? If a person clicks through and listens, that's going to increase your overall listens and downloads for that week. Or at the very least, it'll help prevent you from backsliding. And if the person doesn't listen, guess what? That's okay. Because they're going to be more likely to stay on your list instead of hitting the unsubscribe button because they will have gotten value from the email itself. Versus being like, I'm out because they're tired of being blasted with these quote unquote nurture emails that really aren't nurturing them at all. Just telling them, go listen to my next episode because it's great. Where's the real value in that? But by making these few simple tweaks and starting to think about the relationship between your podcast and your email list just a little differently, you can feed two birds out of one hand. You can actively nurture and re-engage your list and send traffic back to your podcast so that more people can hear your episodes. And this is just one small piece of leveraging your podcast within your marketing. You can do the same thing for the content that you share on any social media platform. And this is the key takeaway I want you to remember here, that all things point to the podcast. And that no matter what platform you're posting on, when you point to the podcast, you have to lead with value first. And if this episode has got your wheels spinning and is kind of blowing your mind a little bit in a good way, I would love it if you would leave me a review and let me know. Because we have a lot more to cover when it comes to leveraging your podcast and using your podcast as a strategic marketing tool. So if you have specific questions about that, head to the link in the show notes, send that question to me in a voicemail, and I might just feature it on air in an upcoming episode. And in the next episode, we're going to be diving a little bit deeper into this, and I'm going to let you peek behind the curtain to actually see our three-part podcast methodology in action so that you can get a live glimpse at what having these three key pillars in place can do for your podcast, not just in the creation aspect, not just in launching it, but also in the long-term growth of your show. So head on over to that episode with me and let's make your business binge-worthy. As you might have heard me mention inside this episode, if you want to join me for our next live workshop where I'm going to show you how to avoid the biggest mistakes that cause most podcasts to fail within the first 12 months and literally walk you through the exact framework that we teach our students to launch their shows in the top 100 and convert more of their listeners to clients, just go to theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop. That's theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop.